ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu citizens residing in Australia, New Zealand and Fiji who are on track to participate in the upcoming national referendum. The referendum will be the first of its kind and aims to change the constitution to bring about political stability. The ABC's Leia Loanbu with more.
The time you look also me, you think about Vanuatu. I miss him at home, same way. You miss that law.
For the first time, polling stations will be set up in three countries to allow Vanuatu citizens to cast their vote during the referendum on May 29. More than 16,000 workers from Vanuatu are in Australia and New Zealand. A team from Vanuatu's electoral office are running an awareness program to help voters in these countries. Seasonal worker and team leader Eddie Mansale is in Stanthorpe and is pleased that workers will get a chance to participate in the upcoming referendum.
For me, this is 100% support, very supportive of this, so that we could give a chance to everyone, which means those who can write, those who don't know how to write, they are privileged to exercise their rights anyway.
He says in the past it was difficult for overseas voters to cast their ballot from afar.
The thing is that we've got people from in Vanuatu, we've got different islands. They actually came out from the islands, come to town in Port Vila and go to the airport, fly direct to wherever they go to in Australia. And the thing is that whenever we have an election, it's hard for them to communicate or follow the instruction to say to do a proxy. And proxies on these days are not easy. You need certain emails to be floating here and there.
Vanuatu's principal electoral officer, Guillaume Malesses, says polling stations have been set up in areas in Australia where many Ni Vanuatu reside.
We identify at the moment 5 places to be considered as polling stations during the polling day. One in Cairns, the second one in Budapest, the third one in Stanthorpe, fourth in Launceston, and 5 in Mildura. We are trying to accommodate all the people who are in Australia, this nearest police station, so that they can go and cast their vote physically on the 29th May.
Two areas have already been identified in New Zealand, in Te Puke, and the other in Blenheim. In Fiji, 14 stations have been set up in Nandi and Suva. Mr. Malesses is advising citizens to use their national ID card to vote.
By using a national ID card, the sole instrument that will be used during the referendum, not only in Vanuatu, but also in overseas, in Australia and New Zealand and New Caledonia and Fiji.
The referendum will decide whether Vanuatu adopts changes to its constitution, seeking to end the instability that has long gripped its politics. Under the changes, MPs who leave their parties would vacate their seats. And MPs who are independent, the sole representative of their parties or from a custom movement, would also have to affiliate with a political party. In Stanthorpe, Mr. Mansale from Vanuatu says more awareness is needed for seasonal workers in Australia.
I think the awareness part of it is better off going more. We have two delegations, like I said, coming here to Stanthorpe and to Toowoomba. We actually got a message that is very loud and clear, and we're actually going back to our places and start sending the message out to people and letting them know how it's gonna work. But the thing is, I think we need more awareness, actually.